going on, everybody? This be your boy DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music the Podcast, episode 126. And on this episode, it may not be a long episode, but I want to talk about my Mount Rushmore of hip hop. Everybody got different Mount Rushmores now, like for media, for producers, for music in general, for sports or whatnot. But I want to do one for hip hop because, you know, hip hop was the main genre that I was raised on. So let's get it started. So after thinking and just doing my own research, you know, just going back my Mount Rushmore, and I'm gonna break it down a little bit. Number one, I'm gonna have to go with I'm gonna go with Uncle Luke. I'm gonna start with the South first. The reason being Uncle Luke is because if it wasn't for Uncle Luke, it wouldn't be no parental advisory, and really, it wouldn't be the music that we have now. We wouldn't have this music right now. The Miami Bass sound is like, people don't realize that the sound, like let me break it down for you. So you had Miami Bass music, right? Then you had New Orleans and they bounce music. Then you had Atlanta with the crump music and the trap music and all that, right? All that sound came from the Miami Bass. The L8 sound, all that, that's Miami Bass music. So for me, I had to put Luke, like, on the, plus Luke was the first, like, independent artist or executive to come out in hip hop and to come out the South in general. Like, the man, if it wasn't for Uncle Luke, man, I don't even think it would be a such thing as independency in anything, in any industry, whether it's music, anything, any industry. He paved the way for all of us, even us people that's in the media, you know, that, you know, want to start our own things, like to be independent. You know, he the one who started all that. So I'm gonna have to put Uncle Luke up there. And plus, you know, I'm from the crib, I'm from Miami. I'm a little bit of bias, you know, but he number one. Number two, I'm gonna have to put Dr. Dre. I know a lot of the old heads will be like, oh, you should have put such and such on the, like, the producers before Dre. The reason why I'm have to put Dr. Dre up there is because Dr. Dre was ahead of his time. Like, the man literally listened to any type of music. He created a sound that wasn't just West Coast, but also, like, if you want an East Coast beat, he got you a down South beat, you know what I'm saying? Midwest, island beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, Dr. Dre was just different at the time and still is different. I feel like we got to give him his flowers right now because I think about all the talent that he had around him that he helped, you know, NWA with Cube and, you know, Eazy-E. You had Eminem and 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, who had D12 and G-Unit in the game, you know what I'm saying, like, the man literally have, I probably might have to say 60% of hip-hop, you know, so Dr. Dre is number two. Number three, I'm going to put Lauryn Hill, only because nowadays, you see a lot of these artists, a lot of people say Drake started it or Ja Rule started it, but you see a lot of artists these days, whether in hip-hop or rap, I mean, hip-hop or R&B, like, for example, right, you got a lot of hip-hop artists that, they do a lot of melody and whatnot, and back in them days, Lauryn Hill used to get, like, penalized for that because she's like, nah, man, this not hip hop, this R&B, this soul. But nah, like, that whole album, you know, I argue with people all the time. But the her first album, that was, to me, was still hip hop, you know, even though she was singing and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Miss Education, to me, is still one of the greatest hip hop album of all time. But if it wasn't for Lauryn Hill, we wouldn't have no Ja Rules or Drakes or any of these artists, you know, Rod Wave, that rap and sing about, you know, their stories and whatnot. And Lauryn Hill just, to me, she opened her doors not just for hip hop to do melody, but also R&B singers to actually rap a little bit, you feel me? And to me, she's still one of the GOATs. You know, I don't care what nobody say about Lauryn Hill. She is still one of the GOATs, you know, of hip hop. And number four, it's kind of hard because, you know, you could go either way. But I might have to say, we're talking about hip hop, in my opinion, my Mount Rushmore, I'll probably put LL Cool J on there, because LL Cool J, you know, was ahead of his time. And then my fifth will be Ice Cube. The reason why my top five is like that, because they all started something that was ahead of their time. Like, most people probably would put Pac is in my top 10. If I had like a top 10 of Mount Rushmore, it'd be Pac, it'd be Biggie. I'd probably put Nicki Minaj on there, just because you could put Kim on there too, but Nicki Minaj, in my opinion, all these new artists, like, not all of them, but majority of these female artists that's coming out, like the Asian Dolls and the Cass Dolls and all of them, and the Sweeties and all of them, that's her babies. Those her kids, you know what I'm saying? They follow her sound. So I put Nicki Minaj up there. I put Kanye up there. Kanye, honestly, I can switch him up and put him in the top four only because of his impact, you know, in two decades alone with the sound. Because him and Dre to me is up there. But yeah, that's my Mount Rushmore. I just wanted to say that real quick. I probably gonna have random Mount Rushmores, like maybe a DJ one day, a medium one day, in between. But I just had to let this out because everybody doing it, and plus I want to start like letting people know what's in my mind. You feel me? I want this podcast to get to a point where, you know, it's like, you know, like I'm talking to my homeboys and stuff, or talking to my wife or somebody, like, just, you know, like barbershop talk, like, just talk about anything, you know. But y'all make sure y'all follow me everywhere on the podcast. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. Follow my podcast on Instagram, Sports Biz Music. Same with Twitter and Facebook. And this is me, your boy DJ Anonymous, for Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 126 or 5. I forgot, y'all. And I'm out. Peace.